and share your thoughts. We have several rules to help us proceed with an open meeting. I ask you to keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step out of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I'll recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, focus on your comments and we'll help keep track of the time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I will now call for a roll call of members.
Bozinger?
Here.
Poleska? Kading? Hansen?
Here.
Fox?
Here.
Schroeder?
Here.
Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Item number 3, approval of the minutes from the December 6, 2023 meeting.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
Motion by Schroeder, second by Hansen to approve the minutes from last meeting. Any other questions, right? Please vote. Remember, you got to do the...
Yeah.
Yes, also.
All commission members present voting aye.
Item 4, I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by J. Nielsen, Nielsen Homes and Development, 1730 State Street, Blair, Nebraska, for a contractor's yard on tax lot 177 and tax lot 276, both in section 12, township 18 north, range 11 east of the 6 p.m. in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, 590 South 10th Street, for 20 years. Jeff.
Well, good evening, commissioners. For your first consideration tonight is the conditional use permit. By J. Nielsen for Nielsen Homes and Development. This is located on the south of 10th Street, just across from the South Creek in this area here. Zoning district is office park. A contractor's yard does require a conditional use permit. Section 303 defines what a contractor's yard is. Any buildings, premises where a contractor sources equipment, vehicles, whatnot, inventory. And in addition, there can be a business office for firm and repairs and maintenance of the firm's equipment and any vehicles. Staff recommends the required fence as a stipulation as part of 805.05, which I'll show you next, so that if any material equipment or vehicle or tools or inventory are to be stored outdoors, then the fence will have to be added. At this time, there's no plans for outdoor storage, but we would prefer that there be a stipulation in that if there ever is outdoor storage, has to follow along with the requirements. This shows the Office Park District. Here's the exceptions. Number 3 is the contractor's yard. Here is number 2, where it simply states that open source materials, what I just talked about there. Again, the stipulation would be if it happens that way. As far as I know now, the building being constructed is not planning, or it's not being planned to have outdoor storage, but we'd like to have this in the future in case it changes hands. This shows the location right here. 590 South 10th Street, South 10th Street that way, residential here, and Val there. Here's our zoning overlay. We have multifamily, high density across the road, office park all along the south side here, on the east side of South 10th Street, and AML light industrial there. This course was designed to provide a buffer between industrial and residential. Right there is the probable location of a building that will be going up. Currently, there's already a contractor's yard condition use permit for Jensen Lawn Solutions at 524 South 10th Street. The empty lot right here. None of the problems with the floodplain. The floodplain itself, that point is actually into the floodway, which would be the channel. So anything that they're going to be building, there are setbacks for the creek and a little bit wider ones for the floodway, but there's no construction at this time planned for that area. In the future, if there is, of course, they'll have to meet whatever building codes and zoning setbacks for floodway and flood, FEMA flood protection. Any questions for staff?
So where is the flood area that might flood?
And it's actually not even the floodway. It is literally just the floodway itself.
Okay.
FEMA, when they did, went through and did the engineering study and had the improvements made 2018, that took a lot of that area out of the floodplain. So this particular case here, it's really restricted to just the floodway itself, which is the creek and the banks.
Anything else from Jeff? Would the applicant like to speak to this? Is the applicant here?
Yeah, I am. If you've got any questions, I definitely will.
Yeah, please come up. I have at least one question. I don't know about anybody else. State your name and spell.
Jay Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N, 13476 Spring Ridge Loop in Blair.
Kind of curious, I know sometimes in contractor yards and stuff, we've asked for trees and that kind of thing to go up between there and the residential. Do you have any plans right along 10th?
Right, so as he mentioned, as far as the fencing, I intend to fence the entire thing, no matter what, whether I store outside or not. And then the front line will landscape the whole front line of the street. I've got plans. Obviously, this doesn't show. There's the front part of the building. There's 3,000 square feet of office space in the building. And then all the back part is all storage, overhead doors. The intent is to have all my equipment, just everything inside, of course. Occasionally, there'll be something outside. But I intend to fence the entire property.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Thank you. Is there anybody in the audience care to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public meeting and see what the commission wants to do.
I'd recommend approval of the conditional use permit with the stipulation of any outdoor storage that needs the fence.
I second.
Motion by Hanson, second by
Fox.
Sorry. to approve it with the stipulation. Any more questions on this? Please vote. Sorry.
No, here.
Blank.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that'll go to the city council next Tuesday. Okay, item number five. Chairman, I will open a public hearing to consider a final plat application submitted by Justin Von Lowe, 3099 Golden Eagle Circle, Blair, Nebraska, for the Elk Ridge subdivision, lots 1 through 38 being a plot of portion of tax lot 201 and tax lot 283 in the north one half of the northwest one quarter of section 7, township 18 north, range 12 east of the PM, and lots 6, 7, and 8, Evergreen Bluff, Washington County, Nebraska. Jeff.
Thank you. Your next consideration is a continuation from Elk Ridge Subdivision, the preliminary plat last month. Again, up in the upper northeast corner of the city. Nothing has really changed. Zoning will be RML if it's approved later on. Lot sizes are still the same. Single family dwellings are still planned. Right now, the developer's agreement and stormwater management plan should be done by the time the final plat is up for vote next Tuesday. And then as part of that, next Tuesday, the city council will have to vacate those three lots in the street in Evergreen Bluff. Again, here's the property we're talking about, currently outside of city limits. current zoning, RML to the south, RMA, which is all cemetery here. This up here is ag, again, outside, and this would be light industrial on that end. Property in question is here in blue. These three lots and the street in yellow are actually already part of the city and are part of the Evergreen Bluff subdivision will have to be vacated. And again, here's our final plats. This shows everything coming inside. It's 38 lots. I think the plat is 38 houses. There's been the number of 40, or I should say 38 dwellings. There's been talk of 40. I believe it is only 38.
38.
Again, showing the open area. Again, nothing has changed since the final plat other than that they have worked on the developer's agreement, stormwater management. They have started removing trees. That's nothing that, that's private property. They can do what they need to do as they wish. Again, for your memory, this is what the original plan is. All these being duplexes with the large lots. Duplexes, single family attached dwellings, but side by side duplexes. Any questions for staff since last month?
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of looked at it a little closer in a way. It probably was on a preliminary, but you've got two places where you have sanitary stuff going out, right?
Okay.
You know, one there and one, I thought on the plot I saw to the right for the...
There's a stormwater management...
That's water, that...
Easement, and there's also a sanitary...
I thought there was a sanitary over to the right for the, but I don't see it on this map, so that's all right.
Okay.
My question is, where is that sanitary sewer line going to?
If I can back out, I don't know if I can back out far enough. They have an easement to go, they're acquiring an easement through the farmer who has the fields to the south, excuse me.
Okay.
North of the subdivision.
So that's what you see north there, right?
Yep.
So.
City of Blair has a main line. I don't know the diameter of the sewer, but there is sewer right here. Their plan is with the easement is to take all the sanitary sewer and connect to that.
So who pays for that going through that farmland?
That is not, the city will not pay for it. That'll be up to the developer or Mr. Von Lowe.
Okay, so not only that easement he pays for, he's got to pay for the lot, the line to get to the sewer.
Right. Our developer's agreement is within the city itself and with the subdivision itself.
And then the water management thing, is that water, where's it go? Does it also go to that farmland or is it, because it's got to drain slow.
Right. I have not seen what the stormwater management plan is.
I'll let him talk to it.
Maybe those all can explain that a little bit farther.
Okay. That was my questions. Anyone else have something that want to ask or question?
No.
Okay, thank you. The applicant, please.
Good evening. Dan Dozal, Earhart Griffin Associates, 3552 Fireman, Omaha. I'm civil engineer for the project. So in answer to your question, the storm is being collected and will be stored, the detention and meeting the requirements will be stored in pipes in the street, within the street, no surface ponds, no outdoor visible, anything visible from the street. And then it'll have a treatment mechanism. Usually it's a hydrodynamic separator. I don't want to get too technical for you, but basically it will collect the debris, that the leaves, the sand. And the
yeah.
And then they'll have to be cleaned out roughly every 5 years. They're sized about 5 years. You get a vacuum truck in there and suck it clean. We're taking it up through, okay, Jeff, I'm going to kill something here. Top button?
Top one pointer, left to right, front to back.
How do I get to the next slide?
Try your right button there.
Okay, look at me. So this will be the storm easement, and this is the sanitary easement. So the drainage from all of this is going into here, coming out into here. We've talked to Mr. Pounds. We're going to route the ditch over and along his fence line through there, and that was agreeable to him. We're just working through, one, the design, the semantics of the actual size of the easement, and
okay.
Determine later. And so we're in a preliminary. We don't have that easement yet. I want to be sure clear on that. But we're in those preliminary talks, and he's agreed to allow it. So. Outside of that, nothing's changed.
And I guess I asked the question about the sewer line. You'll have to develop the sewer line all the way over to the...
Yeah, so that sanitary will collect the lots, come through here, and then shoot underground. And everything will be buried, so he'll be able to farm over the top of it. Like the outfall. The outfall's also buried. The manholes are down 3-4 feet, whatever that number is. So they can farm over it. But they're accessible. They're located through GPS system so that they're easily found if somebody needs to get to them.
Any other questions? Thank you. Anybody in the audience like to speak to this issue?
Do I have to come up there?
Yeah. Yes, we need you to speak and to hopefully in the line.
My name is Lila Dillenburg, D-I-L-L-E-N-B-U-R-G.
Nope. Your first name?
Lila. 214 Arthur Street, Blair. I don't know if this is the meeting I should be at, or if it should be the council meeting, but I'm very concerned for our neighborhood out there. I've lived there since 1976, and we've always had congestion problems of getting in and out. This is my biggest concern, is how is the traffic from this area going to get in and out and not have problems? Third and Arthur is an accident waiting to happen. Just because we're in the city limits doesn't mean, and even though we have the chief of police living in our neighborhood, we never ever have police patrol down there. The only thing you'll see once in a while, if there's a school activity, the police will be down there. But the streets are just not made. The parking is all the way down. You get to the stop sign, there's cars sitting, and you gotta weave in and out. Like tonight, I had to go in and out of 3 different cars parked there before I got to the stop sign on Jackson Street, which makes it a very, very bad situation, especially with weather like tonight. And we have a chance of a lot of months of bad weather. And I worry about the safety of our neighbors. There's gonna have to be stop signs put in or something, because at 3rd and Arthur, there's brushes, or bushes, you know, they look like brush now, but there's bushes and trees. You can't see what's coming from the north. You have to pull out because the car on the, there's a truck sits right there, and it hangs usually out right past the sidewalks. And you can't see either way. You gotta pull all the way out, and you're right there with the car. I mean, there's a lot of hazards if the entrance is going to be off of 3rd Street. I just really worry about this, not only for the neighbors here, but even for the new ones that would be moving in down there. And are they aware that that flooded in the flood we had, what was it, in 14? That was all underwater. And there was a little neighbor boy missing, and we looked for him. I mean, it just doesn't seem like a safe place to be building these lots. I just have a lot of concerns. I made a whole list of them, but I'll only give you those tonight. Because I don't know if this is the place I need to be, or if the city council, but I couldn't make it last time because I wasn't feeling well. But I thought I wanted to voice my opinion because I think somebody needs to.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do. Did you want to explain to all commission what you're talking about or not?
I was just asking if that was brought up before.
The traffic has been a big concern every time we put this out.
I recommend approval of the final plat submitted.
I second that.
Approval of the final plat by Hanson, seconded by Boswell. Any further discussion or amendments? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
It'll go to the city council next Tuesday. And ma'am, this is where you might want to talk to the city councilman about the traffic and stuff.
Thank you.
Go to item number six. I'll open a public hearing to consider a rezone application submitted by Justin Von Lowell, 3099 Golden Eagle Circle, Blair, Nebraska, for the Elk Ridge subdivision lots 1 through 38, being a plat of a portion of tax lot 201 and tax lot 283 in the north one half of the north one quarter of section 7, township 18 north, range 12 east of the PM, Washington County, Nebraska, to change the zoning AGG agriculture in the Elk Ridge subdivision to RML, which is multifamily residential low density district. Jeff.
So next up for your consideration is the continuation of the whole Elk Ridge subdivision itself. At this point, we're looking to, Mr. Bonlow is looking to rezone the area here that we talked about. Excuse me, please. Again, all the lots are within the zoning for RML, to plenty of minimum width, minimum depth, minimum size. Everything meets the RML definition of a lot. In fact, the setbacks on the homes are going to be 20 feet once it gets, if it gets into RML, 10 feet for the rear and then 7 for the side. This is for each dwelling on that. So, what Mr. needs to happen now for this subdivision to go through, now that it's been approved through your part, we need to get to a rezoning because it is in ag right now, except for the lots in here, which will be continue to be RML. We have RMH here, of course, RML's low density all side. This is down on the bottom, this is ag AMH right there. With the addition of RML, any plans for multifamily houses, single-family tax dwellings, something like that, will be able to go through. So what needs to happen now, if you choose to advance it, is a change from the agricultural district to residential medium density, multifamily low density.
Any questions, Jeff? Thank you. Is there anything from the audience? Anyone want to speak on this issue about rezone? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
I move we approve it as presented.
Second.
Approve the rezone.
Move to approve the rezone by Schroeder, second by Boswell. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will also go to the city council next Tuesday. Item 7. I'll open a public hearing to consider an ordinance for annexing and extending the corporate limits of the city of Blair to include the real estate, which is generally described as the Elk Ridge subdivision, lots 1 through 38, being a plat of a portion of tax lot 201 and tax lot 283 in the north one half of the northwest one quarter of section 7, township 18 north, range 12 east of the PM, Washington County, Nebraska. Jeff.
Thank you. So last item on the agenda tonight, last time with the Elk Ridge subdivision, is the annexation into the city. Currently, city ends at this line right here. This is just north of the current subdivisions. Works around the cul-de-sac over in this area. This area. These are actually two tax lots that are included in the Elk Ridge subdivision. What is being asked is that the corporate limits be extended to enclose all of Elk Ridge subdivision to bring it into the city of Blair. So this is all the area here. The line would move to the farther north along this area here.
Any questions, Jeff? Thank you. Is there anybody that would like to speak to this issue from the audience? I'll close the public hearing and ask the commission what they'd like to do.
I have one question. What's out there in the 2 mile that we're going to affect?
At a later date, we'll have to assess what our 2 mile ETJ goes. As this moves forward, we need to look at the map and see if we actually have to move the ETJ farther.
It does not move it automatically.
Right.
Because we do our 2 mile by meets and bounds. So we periodically review once there's been an annexation to see if the 2 mile should or shouldn't change.
Okay.
We can go out 2 miles, but we can't go beyond. We can come less than that because we've elected the meets and bounds for describing it. That way we don't have as many parcels divided between us and Washington County where people are looking at it and saying, well, I own this 40 acres and half of it's in the county and half it's in the city, so which one do I have to work with? We try to go at meets and bounds, so we pull ours down to the closest quarter section to be able to allow that property to all be in one zoning jurisdiction.
Okay.
Thanks, Rod. Anything else?
I'd recommend approval of the ordinance for annexing the existing...
Extending the corporate.
Extending the annexing of Elk Ridge.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion by Hanson, second by Fox to approve the ordinance for annexing this land. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will also go to City Council next Tuesday. Report from staff. Oh, is there another? Oh,
nope, that's
yeah.
It.
Report from staff. Any report?
The only thing that I have is just to remind the commission that, like I mentioned at the last meeting, we are going to have the council retreat on February 18th, and Dave Patak will be there that day to do the joint training for Planning Commission and Planning and Zoning for Planning Commission and City Council. So we'll be sending out more information. Try to reserve that Saturday, most of the day on your calendar if you can.
Okay, so most of the day. Starting at 8 in the morning?
What's that?
Starting at 8 in the morning?
Well, give you a break, 8:30.
Oh, okay. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Good.
Motion by Schroeder, second by Bozer, adjourn.
Did you make the motion to start with?
No, I was asking for a motion.
Oh, well, there you go. Got it. Didn't want to step on your toes, John.
Thank you, folks.
All commission members present voting aye.